You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Say. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
Welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there. Great to have you with us this morning. Dolphins have a day off before you'll be able to go out there. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, open practices to go out. And you can see the cornerback situation.
Yeah,
and
see it for yourself.
All right, so Omar Kelly from Miami Herald with us. Kim Bocamper is going to be in here in just a few minutes. So I want to ask you, offensive line, how you feeling about the O-line?
I'm feeling a little bit better now.
You like starting five, right?
I haven't seen the starting five because A'Ron Brewer isn't working, and I would argue to you that he probably might be the best
But that's that the point. You know he's going to be coming back.
And I got to say, Andrew Myers, I have not had an issue with his performance.
I think him a lot, man.
I think he's probably earned a spot on the 53 based on what he's done so far. But, Joe, when I tell you the backups, you're going to be praying and hoping that Liam Eikenberg comes back healthy.
How about your guy Keon Smith? Been here for a while. We got to find out something. You just can't go on potential.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Backups are not good. Backups are not good.
Well, listen.
And have not been good.
I know they're not going to be able, of all my wish list, that the starting five on the offensive line could stay healthy.
Yeah.
James Daniels being the guy that's just now coming back from an Achilles.
And I like what I've seen from him in pads.
And there's going to be growing pains. Like, you got to be patient with Jonah.
They don't have chemistry. They don't have chemistry.
Well, that's why we're having this.
I know. And I am being patient with Jonah because I could tell you I'm not really that impressed so far, but he's a young rookie. I wasn't that impressed with Patrick Paul at this point either.
I just think it's makeup. As long as they don't lose their confidence.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly
true. As long as they're going and they're asking questions every day. I got to tell you, man, and I know.
I'm patient with that.
So our top two picks a year ago never lost confidence. Paul,
what are you talking about? Paul?
Chop, and Chop was getting blocked early.
Oh my God.
All of a sudden they moved him out wide, gave him a little more flexibility, use that speed, and he got his confidence. And the whole time I was told, hey, they haven't lost confidence. They're asking a zillion questions to both the guys.
Yeah.
The guys that they play with every day and the guys they play against. What do you see? How you can help
me? Yeah, and I watched Calais and I watched Teron really work with Chop.
Work with him. They were perfect guys to talk to.
Man, did they work with him. And when he got it going, he got it going. And he looks pretty good right now.
But you're so you're worried still about depth of
There is no depth. I'm not worried. I'm telling you, there is no depth.
Daniel Brunskill.
There is no depth.
Okay.
He's not good. Nobody is good back there. And you don't have a backup left tackle. Not one.
Well,
no.
We got spoiled with a guy pretty good last year. Lamb was a really good backup to both. That's why he's in Philadelphia.
But
right now,
there is no backup left. There's no backup left tackle. Okay, you got a backup center. You got Liam Eikenberg. And you need one or two more guys to step up, and nobody's stepping up.
Yeah.
Nobody's stepping up.
Okay.
I can't even tell you it's the competition that they're going against because it's not. They're just not good.
one weekend, and we talked a lot, and cornerback is the position everybody's talking about, especially. By the way, not that you're playing a doctor, and I don't expect you to, you know, be one of the Baptist Health doctors this morning, but how are we feeling about Ashton Davis's injury? Came right out when I was out there back on crutches.
Yeah,
no,
that shows that it's probably not an Achilles. And Mike said our worst fear was not upheld. So that's great. The question is it a foot issue? Is it a Liz Frank? Is it a strain or tear of the quad? Mike's not clarifying. It's not a knee.
You know, quietly, we got three safety. Everybody's talking about every position. We got three safeties not practicing right now. A Fatu, okay. Not practicing. A guy Ashton. You drafted's not playing.
But Dante Trader's more like precautionary stuff, and I'd rather them do that than push a guy. And I've seen that happen all the time. You push a guy, and then all of a sudden it goes off a cliff. And I think that's kind of why Cam Smith is being limited. He's got a compression sleeve on one of his legs, and everybody knows his history with soft tissue stuff, and here it is again.
But that's so the whole thing with him, like, and I'm not big on picking on one guy. I'm not either. But you know what? They draft you in the second round, and
I don't care where they draft you.
Well, I do.
I know you do. I don't care where they draft you. It's the investment made in you, and this.
But that's part of it. Is the investment is that big signing bonus you got as a second round pick? It wasn't just $500,000. It was millions of dollars.
You're right.
And I just feel like people have told me he is like, nah, I'm cool with everything I've done so far. Like, there's no reality of like, dude, don't you hear from coaches when they talk?
I don't know if he's being honest with himself for the media in regards to that. You could watch him and you could see him on the sideline. He's frustrated. So, you know, and he knows
it's
the situation.
It's a big year, man. And how many times can your position coach and the head coach, listen, it's a positive group out there.
But listen,
it's a lot more positive than the group I had.
This is that's the first player that I've ever seen them stop being positive about. And that's a big sign, big indicator. I don't think he's going to be here long. That's the first player in the Mike McDaniel era I've ever seen them stop being positive about. They've moved on. In my opinion, they've moved on.
Wow, it's hard to imagine if he's still here. They're hoping there's somebody over there is hoping that light still goes off on the seventh floor.
You can name that person to me.
Yeah,
I think they've genuinely moved on. I think at some point you have to get to that point with some of these players. Like, if he's cut, like, I'll give you a perfect example. Channing Tindall, okay? Channing Tindall makes a play every day now.
He does, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of good players at that position right now.
No, I didn't say he was working his way up the depth chart, but you're seeing hope. You're seeing, like, okay, this is the reason he's been here for 4 years and done nothing, and everybody's leapfrogged him. But he's making plays. Cam? No, there's no place.
Yeah.
There's no sign of life. And.
Well, the last thing they want to do is put him on IR again or something. Really?
Yeah, I know.
At a point, put a guy in IR when you see, hey, I like what you were doing, the work you did before you were on IR. We see, you know, we can get you back and your guy can help us later in the year. He's got to show something, and the injury thing. Is he injury prone? The soft tissue is it going to be ongoing soft tissue?
He's talked about learning how to work and learning how to treat his body and learning nutrition. Sometimes it doesn't matter. Same thing with Noah Igbinoghene. When Noah was here, Noah became vegetarian. Noah did everything he possibly could, and it just didn't work out. Like anytime. These quarterbacks saw him on the field. They were like,
Because the guy was open by 7 yards. I've never seen guys so open.
Yeah.
And it was the craziest thing because Iggy was physically as gifted as anybody. He could run. He was
so
you watch
Cam.
Him do drills. And then,
so is Cam.
I know. Right? Same thing they're going.
Sometimes it just doesn't connect.
No, you're right. I did mention that. Sometimes the neck down can be as talented as anybody in the league.
But it's the neck up.
And the neck up is holding you back either when you leave practice – or you're at practice.
I'm at the point now where it's like, you know, I'm ready to move on. I'm I,
wow.
If okay. he's cut tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I don't think they're going to cut anybody right now because
yes, there are other guys that they could cut.
Is there any rookie free agents that you've seen signs of or practice squad guys from a year ago that you're thinking out there have a chance at cornerback?
Cornerback?
Yeah. You like Storm Duck. Storm Duck quietly is going to go, you know what? I'm seeing what's going on. Let me get me a job full-time right here.
No, but he had to take a day off. And I support days off because that prevents you from something getting worse. So he got a day off. That's always an indicator that something's going on.
We try to practice every day because of fear. Fear of not being there. It's a different deal.
Somebody's going to make some plays.
Either fear of somebody else stepping up or fear of you missed practice. That's a bad sign.
Nah, I don't.
You can't make the club sitting in that ice tub, they used to say.
Oh, listen.
Now they like the ice tub.
The way this team is operating right now, they got to get these guys a day off. If you see something popping up, give him a day off.
Tell me Ethan Bonner's got a shot.
Yeah, he's got a shot. I saw Mike get all excited when he had a breakup pass. I'm surprised Ethan hasn't practiced better. Players talk about him all the time. He's one of the fastest players on the team. He's the only guy who can run with Tyreek. And he's a confident kid. I just haven't seen him play with that level of confidence.
All right. Listen, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more. Kimbo Camper is on his way in. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald.
We got Chris Perkins joining us this time.
Perk's going to join us?
Yes, Perk's going to join us.
What time's Perk coming in? Perk very strong on that quarterback.
7:40. 7:40.
I want to know because I hit it hard yesterday. I just wonder if Perk might have. Was.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was listening in the morning would say, I heard it and I had to write about it because I agreed with you, Joe. He wouldn't do that, though. No. We all steal from each other, but you think he comes clean?
People don't realize I take full responsibility. We are a tight unit. We are a group that we work together. We all sit together.
Like the days when none of you guys got along. I like when Marvez and
Cole, who is
Jason?
And Armando.
Armando fight with everybody. I mean, you could get over religious beliefs with him, and it was just beautiful. It was a great time.
Nah, we gotta be tight, man. We gotta be tight.
I like when you guys would like just go at it. Nah. Sometimes the camera guy would get involved, and it was just Louis likes to get it stirred up.
Louis likes to stir it up. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Louis can't help himself, and the older gets, Louis just likes to stir it up a little bit more. You got a little Joe Rose in him. All right, we've got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Boy, this Miami Heat store, we haven't even hit the link to the largest sports memorabilia heist in U.S. history. Wow. You know, I was thinking.
I mean, we've had a lot of heists now.
And I was thinking about LeBron, Dwayne, and D-Wade and Bosh stuff from the NBA Finals, maybe the Shaq and D-Wade stuff. LeBron's one of the most expensive anything going, and with players right now, There's somebody might have got some really good stuff and sold it here.
It's hot.
It's hot right now. All right, I got to tell you what else is hot right now, and that is Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah, I have a lot of guys going, man, it's so funny you talk about that. Are you embarrassed? I go, not. I'm not embarrassed at all. Atlantic Men's Clinic works, and I tell everybody, every man, I don't care who you are, white, black, it doesn't matter. Low T is going to hit at some point, and ED is going to hit. Doesn't matter. Sometimes you get lucky. It doesn't happen in your 40s or 50s. Sometimes it waits till 60, but sooner or later it's going to happen. Energy level goes way down, tired all the time, not being active, gaining 15, 20, 25 pounds. Sex drive, uh-oh, what happened? Hit and miss, and then it starts just being a complete strikeout, and you're going, what is going on? Oh, my God. You start asking yourself questions. You lose your confidence. It messes with men. It just can really mess with a guy. Listen, if you're going through it, you don't have to tell me about it. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and take care of it. If you want to get rid of it, if you want to get rid of low T and ED, hey, the place to go is Atlantic Men's Clinic. Great results. This is firsthand, 13, 14 months ago. Got the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals, sat down, explained everything, put together a program for me, and said, hey, I go, how long? You're going to see results, great results right away. I can't believe it. My energy level, I'm getting a lot more out of my late 60s than I thought possible. And I want you to have the same results. I want you to set up that first appointment at Atlantic Men's Clinic. I want you to buy into the program. They got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Our latest one is in Hollywood. It's great. They're all professional, first class, and you're going to see men all different ages going into Atlantic Men's Clinic. They're on fire for a reason right now. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Is it true Joe Rose comes to Atlantic Men's Clinic? Yes, it is. Can you help me like you've helped him? Yes, we can. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It works. This second week he's been out, and all day, man, the dude is in here early, ready to go. Jamie working hard as well. I know he's trying to get some tickets to Yankees game, trying to get some freebies over the weekend out there, so we're working on that for him. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Dolphins off today, so we got 7 practices in here, and Omar is, if you've been listening this morning, not very excited about the depth on the offensive line, which you haven't been, to be fair, since this thing was kind of put together before we went out on the field. And the secondary's just been the Cater Kohu. Listen, this team can't afford to lose any frontline guys, but to lose Cater, who plays inside or outside, can do both. That's a big loss, and it's reality now. And so they picked a couple of guys up. Got actually a lot of veteran guys.
Yes,
some
sir.
Guys have been special teams guys here recently in their career. But all of a sudden, everything opens back up. I think they are desperately hoping one of these young guys, and I say young guy, not just a guy they picked up this year, a young guy, a rookie free agent or the guy they drafted. I think they are hoping they got a couple guys been on the roster for now a second year and a third year. We're hoping.
Yeah. Ethan Bonner. Cam Smith, I guess.
Well, those two guys we've seen them on
Storm
the field.
Storm Duck.
Storm Duck's kind of moved ahead of everybody, though.
Yes, he is.
Storm Duck is
consistent.
Is actually a nice story.
And that's what they want. They want consistency. They want, this is what you need to do. This is your assignment. Do it. Don't have to do it well, but just do it. And if you give them that, you got a chance.
Well, So what was your take? I know you wrote, if you haven't read this morning, Omar's got an article, secondary needs a savior as a headline. And your take is?
It's not here. It's not on the roster.
Well, I mean, some of it's got to be. I know it's 3 positions and it's key backups. Which, by the way, it's so funny, isn't it? You just can't say, well, we got our 2 tackles. Well, we need a 3rd tackle too, because we see it. You got to have backups. 17 games, you're going to need backups.
You need 8 offensive linemen. You probably have maybe 6 right now. And 7, I guess Liam counts as 7. And trust me.
Would they play Liam at tackle again if they had to, or is that completely done?
I don't know.
That's kind of where it started. I mean, that's where he was at Notre Dame.
You might have to get to that point because I don't see a tackle on this roster. And I know they signed Borum, but he's not very good. And you can see why Chicago is like, bye-bye.
I think the guys think he'd be, if he's going to play, needs to play inside.
Oof. He's not very good. I don't know. It's set up for failure. Like, if you just look at this roster, you know you're going to have injuries on the offensive line. What did you do in the offseason? You didn't really put anything into your offensive line. Okay. You know you've got issues at cornerback. You had some really tough breaks in the first week of training camp. You're down three cornerbacks. And you need three starters. You got maybe one possible in Storm Duck. Like, what are you doing?
So you just sound like you're done with Jack Jones.
No, I'm not done with Jack Jones. I think I saw him just, and you could see it too. It's on the Miami Dolphins website, put up the video of D. Eskridge, who I would argue is one of the top performers of camp in the first week. Wide receiver who I really like. I think he's probably the number four wide receiver right now. He just roasted Jack Jones. I mean, Jack might be 7 yards behind him, and that's not good.
Yeah, no, I agree. You don't mind guy getting beat if he's in good position,
yeah.
And a guy jumps up and makes a play. That's not, you know, that. But you don't want to see a guy getting just stutter and go or out and up or
if Jack Jones was coming in here and played, and I get it, he probably doesn't even know how to find his way to the hotel on his own. And I'm being honest.
He got here and he was out there. We signed him, and oh, by the way, you'll be able to see him here in just a minute.
Yeah. So I'm not sitting here and you know, it's a transition for these guys. That guy probably came here with a suitcase and is living out of bag right now. No car, no nothing. Nowhere to stay. He's just living in a hotel. So I get it. This is an adjustment period for him. I'm going to give him grace. But by the time we end up out of Detroit, you either going to play or you're not going to play. Yeah. You either going to make this team or you're not going to make this team.
Can I give you another position that a guy has surprised me and been really good? Every time I'm out there is Madison. He runs a lot better. I got to tell you, man.
Yeah.
He broke outside, and I was like, wow. I thought at first that it was Jalen Wright. I did, the way he was running. This thing will get fun. I like the running back room a lot. I do. Obviously, number one guy's not going to change.
I think it's a little thin. It's only got four players in it right now. You know Achan is not playing in the preseason.
No.
So – You gonna go into the exhibition season with three running backs?
No. You need an extra guy.
Yeah, so it's a little thin for me right now, and I'm a patient man.
How are you at tight end?
That's a little thin too.
We just got to get you know the 2 years that our two guys on the outside put up big numbers. Our tight ends had the worst numbers in the NFL. Catches, didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It was driven by the running back position and the two guys on the outside
numbers. And then we emphasized the tight end, and then Jonnu Smith gave you career years and great numbers.
Yes,
and
he did.
Now it's about putting it all together, and I'm curious to see how that works and will it work. And Tanner Connor for me he's got to grow up. We've invested, three seasons in Tanner
Connor? This is number four.
Yeah, we've invested three seasons
in
Tanner Connor.
Man, I got to tell you, this one thing about the new NFL I like is that you got a few years of kind of, hey, I'm getting closer. Okay, well, we saw potential. Come on back next year. We're going to give it another shot. Hey, we got to go to break. Big Bo's in. We got Perk going to join us here in just a second. Perk and I agree on this quarterback situation. Bo hit me with this other thing, an open competition. I'm not in the open competition.
I'm with you, Bo.
Anyway, we'll come back.
I don't know why we don't believe in open competitions around here.
That's all I'm saying.
I knew it.
It's like they're allergic to competition, Bo.
Oh, man.
Hey, I mean, listen. Back in the day, didn't you have to fight for your job?
You're damn right.
Hey, I got to let you guys know something right now. There ain't a lot of competition going on right now at American Heritage Plantation, St. Thomas, Central, Northwestern. They know Chaminade. They know who they've got. Hey, Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, I'll tell you what a sports medicine program they have put together. One of the tops in the country. To be one of the tops in the country, you got to have great doctors and great facilities. And boy, you put that combination together. Baptist Health South Florida, you work over there, you feel good every day because you know you are top-notch at what you do. Top specialists. I mean, some of the doctors are a little high maintenance, but they sure are damn good at what they do. Knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement. Achilles. Full-time doctors that do nothing but Achilles. We got hand specialists. You break your finger, you break your wrist. We got you with some of the best doctors in the business with years and years of experience ready to help you. You throw in great facilities and great locations like Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Man, we got you covered. Taking care of the Heat, the Dolphins, the Panthers, Inter Miami, even Messi's over there. Hey, listen, man, they got it all working. Hey, next time you have an injury, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Kim Bocamper in the house. Nice to have Bo with us. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. And Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. We got everything covered damn near. We might as well just throw in the Palm Beach Post, except Big Joe doesn't get up till like 9:45. He always tells me, I can only do 9:45.
Can you get a hotline to Jason Cole?
Go
get
back old school Jason Cole. That big noggin. Boy, I'll tell you what, he got hit. Were any of you guys there the day?
Oh, yeah.
He got hit, the old crazy safety. Atkins.
Atkins, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Oh, he hit him on a blindside shot. You did that today, you might be suspended for a while.
Yeah.
Not just an apology and you play after. Jason Cole had to get
up. You couldn't miss. It was a big target.
No, it was a big noggin. Big noggin. Hey, Perk, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm ready to talk some Dolphins, baby. Hey, and let me say this before we get going. The backdrop for everything I say on the Dolphins, I consider a successful season a playoff win, nothing less, and I see this as a 9-win team right now. So let's go.
Okay, so that's a good way to start. Like, you're sticking it out there. You're not going, well, maybe this
or
maybe that.
I don't agree with
that.
You, but I like you putting it
no,
out
no,
there.
I like that. And, Perk, what I really like is that article, screw these two guys I'm working with. Just give me a little credit because I hit it hard yesterday. I am so tired of our writers and Bo talking about Quinn Ewers this today. Quinn Ewers making a run. Quinn Ewers could be the backup. No, he's not. He doesn't have 33 starts of experience. He didn't play under that crazy mess in New York.
He's not on his third team.
Zach Wilson. And he's not making $6 million either.
Third team.
Let me ask you.
Second pick in the draft.
Let me ask you, Bo. Hey, Bo, before you take a shot, let me ask you. Let's just say Tua goes down after two games and you're going to Buffalo for Thursday night.
Yeah.
Who are you going to put? Which one of those two you put in the quarterback?
It doesn't matter. Your ship has sunk at that point.
you just killed the game. But who gives you a chance to win, Jerky?
Well, I would say yes for experience, but the experience you got out of Zach Wilson hasn't been overwhelming, or else he'd still be at the Jets running that show. So, I'm not saying that Quinn Ewers is the answer for the number two guy. I'm just saying it's not even 2 weeks into training camp. Let's see how they look. When I came to look at Quinn Ewers, I just wanted to see his arm strength. Can you get it to the out? Can you get to the O cut?
Yeah.
Can you get it downfield?
Yeah.
And I thought he was a fluttery guy, a fluttery quarterback guy. I've seen him throwing good ball. That's all I've said about Quinn Ewers.
There's improvement.
And I'm with you.
You had a love affair with Skylar Thompson, didn't you, a couple years ago?
Please.
I was
standing on the sideline on the second snap, and I saw a deer in the headlights.
Brother,
this ship is sinking fast.
You had a preseason love affair though. You had a little preseason.
Well, we were doing a preseason game.
That's a good point, Bo. I did too.
Hey, sometimes you gotta play the audience, man.
That's good stuff, though, Perk.
Yeah, no, look, I think that Zach Wilson has been the better quarterback. I think he's been the more consistent quarterback. And look, Mike McDaniel is the one who put it out there yesterday, right? This isn't me or Joe Rose. This was Mike McDaniel clearly saying that Zach Wilson is our number two quarterback. He'll let the players play it out on the field. But he said Zach is the number two. And you guys were there at the owners' meetings when Mike McDaniel said Zach Wilson was a direct, calculated target. I agree with Omar. There's not a competition. This is not an open competition, even though McDaniel seemed to leave the door open. But this is Zach Wilson's job to lose, and it should be at this point. He has been the better performer, not by a mile, but he has been the better performer. He's your number two quarterback right now.
Let me ask you this question, Perk, and understand this is 17 years I've covered this team, and the one thing this franchise is allergic to is quarterback competition. Why would you just not open it up and say, hey, Quinn, let me give you a day with the number twos. Let me see what you do with a better line, a better wide receiving core, just for experimentation factor.
I think a lot of it is political at this point.
I don't think
it's so much the financial. When you say that this man is a direct, calculated target, if he gets beat out by a seventh-round pick, how does that make you look?
It makes you look like you found Brock Purdy.
Mike McDaniel, they haven't developed a backup quarterback, right? From Teddy Bridgewater to Skylar Thompson to Snoop Huntley to Tim Boyle.
Yeah. How's that worked out?
None of that has worked out. You look ridiculous if a seventh-round pick beats out your direct calculated target, right?
I would say this about Zach. The one thing he's got going for him is he's got starts.
And an arm.
Look, he's physically.
That's big time.
Yeah, but what has he done with it? He's had three different – this is 13. He's had starts. He's had opportunities to be the number one guy and crap the bed in it. You know what I mean? So, I understand if you want to put a depth chart going in, certainly he's the number two guy. No doubt.
Yep.
At least leave the door open.
Give the kid a little hope.
You're going to get to see both of them.
Because he's competing against a guy – that's got zero starts in this league.
Right.
And so you're you're going to be ahead of him. Sure, you're going to be a little more, confident in the pocket, although he doesn't look, really confident in the pocket. But, I do assume it's going to be Zach number two and Quinn. But in my
they're all three going to be on the team. We agree they're keeping three quarterbacks on 53.
One of them will go into practice squad or whatever they do.
No, they won't.
The one guy that's not going to dress, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going
to get poached off the practice squad.
Yeah. I don't know if he's at the point of poaching.
But the point is that he's got an uphill. But at least give the guy a shot.
Hey, Perk. Obviously, I like an article because I could tell by the reaction here on the radio today that it's got everybody. And I was like, man, Perk, I hit this so hard yesterday, I damn near hit my head on this mic. It was so bad. Hey, let's get into the other topic, the cornerback thing. Omar said it is really bad right now. What's been your take on, and obviously the bad news about Cater, what are your thoughts?
It's a dire situation at cornerback and in the secondary. I've written both of those in the past week, cornerback and secondary overall, but let's go cornerback. You've probably got one starting, well, I shouldn't say that. You've got one good-looking prospect, one promising prospect, and that's Storm Duff. We don't know about Jack Jones. We don't know about Mike Hilton. We don't know about Kendall Sheffield. Cam Smith, you guys talked about him. I think most people have written him off. You traded out of the third and fourth round. And I understand you traded up to get Jonah. And Jonah has been really good, by the way. The left side of that offensive line, Jonah and Patrick Paul have looked really good. But getting back to corner, you knew you needed a cornerback. And you chose to trade out of the mid round where you could have gotten a starting caliber guy. And now you're screwed. Like, it's a dire situation at cornerback. We don't see any of those guys making plays, deflecting passes, getting interceptions. I agree with Omar. Cordell Armstrong has been impressive in a small sample size. But, boy, I'm not sure you want to trot Cordell Armstrong out there as the starter in Indy on September 7th. It's a dire situation at corner.
They had to, and Bo, I know, feels the same way, but they had to know when they put this together, yeah. Bo and Omar, when Chris, when they put this together – and they skipped. They moved up and gave up some rounds, and I think 13 cornerbacks went during that time.
They said day one of the draft. Yeah, we're not going to take cornerback.
Yeah.
And
well, but wasn't it Mike? Mike made that, you know, that, in which I agree with, is let's, between he and Chris, let's focus on the offensive line and the defense.
Yeah,
let's focus on the line of scrimmage.
Get physical,
both
yes.
sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. Let's get physical. Let's get bigger guys, and let's get some guys, especially in the offensive line, that can protect the interior there. And I think they've accomplished that, right, with Daniels and Savanaya, and I think they've accomplished that. But you know, there you can't, you know, it's like going into a candy store. You can only buy two things,
right?
And there's 100 things out
right.
there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want that Snickers or you want that Almond Joy? What do you want? You know.
But, Bo, they turned this into a two-man draft. You had all these mid-round picks,
yeah.
And we know that Chris Greer's drafts fall off in the third round. We know that, right? Your first and second-round picks have been money the first two, the
yeah,
last,
look,
two
last
years,
two
right?
years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but you need some mid-round help. And you're look, and Omar said it about the backup offensive line. I've written this. This is the worst offensive line depth you've had in the McDaniel era. There's no Kendall Lamb, no Isaiah Wynn, no Greg Little, no Brandon Steele. Liam Eichenberg is your best backup offensive lineman. There's nobody after Liam. You didn't invest in offensive line. You got two starting guards and left the rest alone. That's not investing in it. That's slapping a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, this all goes back to somebody on the budget said, uh-uh. We're not spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
This is all you have, so good luck. Go out and get the best players for – we got a lot of guys on, what, $2-3 million contracts from our free agent class outside of James Daniels.
But you've had to sign now two offensive linemen to patch up this offensive line. You knew it was bad to begin with.
Yes.
Yep.
Why are you just signing guys now? What, like, come on, man. You know you don't – there is not a left tackle on this roster, not a backup left tackle on the entire
Correct.
Roster. If Patrick
Correct.
Paul goes down, season is over.
We talking about Liam Eichenberg potentially going back out to tackle.
Who's the kid that got 76? He came in last year. Was a disaster.
Jackson Carmen. And they slid him down.
He was
talking about that Houston.
He was so good they slid him down
that
the guard.
Houston Texans game.
Yeah,
no, we don't.
Man, that was hard to take.
I'm telling you that, like, this is a one. Like,
yeah. Well, look,
Patrick Paul is done. If Patrick Paul goes down, I would put him in bubble wrap. I wouldn't even play him in the preseason at this point.
No, you can't do that.
Hold on, wait a minute, and then risk what?
You can't do that.
Well, you're gonna start resting guys like okay, we don't have a lot of depth. Your ass is done. I know you haven't played a lot.
So first of all, he got a lot of snaps last year, which is good, and he still needs to get snaps. He still needs
a lot of life
but,
stuff.
But yeah. more importantly, he and Savanaya
have to develop chemistry.
So you can only do that by playing. You can't. You know, you can't coach. I think a lot of coaches do this. They get their guys. They don't play them in the preseason, and then you go out and okay, there. I just don't see how you do that unless you're a veteran laden, football team, and this team is far from that.
Yes.
They went from a veteran-laden football team last year to a very short list of very good veterans on this football team this year. And
but
so,
but can you expose yourself to the risk of something happening to Patrick Paul?
Well, you
have to.
You have to. Those two guys, I look at those two guys as one, Patrick Paul working individually
yeah. and together. Yeah. They've done very well, but they need to develop. You can't just take them off the field, either of them. But they have done very well.
So I watched one play when they're on Pats. And Sav and I know I'm not pronouncing his name right, but I'm doing the
middle. We'll have it by next week.
Savianaye.
Don't look at me.
I see Jonah.
Joe.
You know he takes a head fake from an offensive lineman. The guy's beating him. He still gets some movement on him, but he needs to see those things over and over. And Patrick has to know where his weaknesses are. Where he can slide in and take a little help when he can do it. So it's the minutia in the game that has to be, especially in that offense. Joe, you've been around a lot.
How about all those games you guys run? Those cross games, the delayed blitzes.
When these guys start throwing all the dummy calls, you know, the blitzes where you cross, early movements, quick moves inside. Yeah, no. You got to take your chances with this.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
But let me tell you, Patrick Paul,
I'm letting them practice in the joint practices. Yeah. My season is over. Somehow, to Patrick Paul. I cannot chance that.
Well,
I think there's going to be a lot of, I think we all agree.
So let me ask you
towards the end of
questions.
Preseason.
Is your season over if Tyreek Hill goes down?
No, I got other receivers.
Well, certainly,
no, but I got other receivers. Well, I do not. I
no,
do.
You don't. You don't have
a three-year-old. Hey, Jalen Waddle, step up. Dee Estridge, step up. I don't even have a Dee Estridge on the offensive line. There is nobody that can play left tackle.
You can't afford to lose Tyreek either.
Heck no.
So now you get the point. Now you lose Storm Duck in the secondary. Whoa.
Now we lose Storm.
And forget it. I don't even want to name Minka. I don't want to even throw Minka's name in the injury pool.
Oh, man.
Because then you're dead, you know.
You know what, though? I think we're going to see towards the end in the big cuts that take place
we're
going to be seeing some guys. The Dolphins are going to be either trying to trade for somebody that thinks or they're going to wait for waiver wire to hit before when those practice squads are put together and grab some guys on this to fill these two positions that we're talking about a lot, the offensive line
and the cornerback
position. I think safety is going to be fine.
Yeah, they got a lot of young players that can trend upwards. I don't see that in the offensive line. There's nobody trending upwards except for Andrew
Myers. It's funny,
Myers.
I was thinking about this when I was driving in. When we first saw Minka, when we drafted him, he was a guy back unsure and, you know. And now he comes back and he goes, he's the lead duck in there.
He's the lead man back there.
And he's looking around at a bunch of, who are these guys?
He was also.
How am I going to make these guys better?
That guy was great in the slot his first year when he came in and they put him at slot.
And he hated playing it.
And he didn't like the way he was used, period.
Mom didn't like it either.
Mama didn't like it. And let everybody know.
That's a good point. Boy, you guys are good. You know, I was just leaving it with son.
Mama was the beginning of the end. I remember that right.
Yep. Hey, that's a good point. When mama
said, "I got to get you out of here, baby."
When mom told the owner, "No, this ain't gonna work. I'm just telling you, own the damn team. I'm telling you, it ain't gonna work." And it was like, "All right, we'll take a one. He can go to you guys."
I can just imagine Flo's reaction hearing that. There must have been steam coming out of his ears.
Hey, Zach Sealer deal gets done though, right? I know we're talking about all these things. The Zach Sealer deal, I know they
– Yeah. And look, hats off to Zach Sealer for not staging the hold in, right? We've watched him. He's done every drill. He's doing everything the right way, and he's got to be frustrated seeing Minka get his deal done, and they're having to go out and get cornerbacks and safeties and all this. I'm sure they're telling him, just be patient, Zach, but he's being a good man by not holding in, risking injury. Hats off to Zach. They need him. He sets a good example. Pay that man.
So you got you and Omar Moore on this contract. I really don't pay much attention to the contract. What kind of a slot does he fit in? If you're looking at a number,
I don't know the number, and I think Omar would agree. I think it's more about the guaranteed money. I don't have a problem.
I got you.
I don't have a problem paying the 30-year-old Zach Sealer. It's the 31 and 32-year-old Zach Sealer. How much do I want to pay him? He turns 30.
So if you extend him like 2 more years and throw a big bonus at him, and that's kind of
Omar said 30, 35 million, 30, maybe?
No, if I'm Zach Sealer, I want Minka Fitzpatrick's money. You give me $32 million right now at guaranteed money. I don't care about the rest of the deal. Yeah. I just want $32 million.
You don't care how many years. It'd be 10 years if you want.
Yeah, I don't care.
10 years, 30.
I think you take that chance. I take that risk. You know, right? Didn't get hurt much.
You know, we went on strike and they got us with money now.
Yeah, right? They did. Everybody got give us 100.
You got it depended on your years. So if a certain, I think I got 65,000, which was. At that time was a big money, you know, so they caught us on, you know, these guys are hungry for some money.
They were going through everything and they started talking about, hey, what about former player? We said, screw the former player. I was like, now I'm telling these guys, next agreement, don't be afraid to get the old guy. I'd like to get a little more money on that pension that's kicked in.
Hey, when it comes to the Players Association, nothing's changed, Joe.
Hey, Perk, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on. Outstanding article. One of the best. I tell you what, you know, brilliant. Brilliant stuff on the quarterback.
Yeah. Only brilliant because he agrees with you.
No. Joe is a wise man. Joe is a wise, knowledgeable man. Thank you, Joe. I'm out.
Hey, Perk, before you go.
No,
you hit me. You, Bo and I are standing up there, and I say, Perk, that was unbelievable. The story about your girl now.
I was going to say, don't take any marriage advice from Joe.
Don't do that. Right. But you said, you go, oh, wait, there's a new turn to it. What happened, Perk?
Well, she came over. You know, she's about to get married, and she's engaged. She's going to move to Key West. And I had done some catfishing a couple of weeks ago, and I, you know, me and the cat are tight. So I did some catfishing, which is, you probably should have left that part out. But anyway, she brought me my keys back, and so we start talking, and you've always been my Chris, and I know, blah, blah, blah. Couple of tears fell, so I'm not into breaking up marriages, but it got to me. It got me thinking, I'm thinking about stuff right now.
Wait a minute. Perk, first of all, did you hit it before she left?
Y'all got time now? Where's Dan Day?
Hey, screw the format. Forget the format. Did you sleep with that girl before she left?
I don't care about that. My question is, when you are you going to cat sit some more and just take the cat home with you or what?
No, I'm going to see the cat again before she leaves for Key West. Me and the cat are tight now.
Listen, hold on, Perk. What did she say when you told her, hey, my sister said you're getting married? What was her response?
Oh, she was like, oh, yeah.
I'll invite you.
She never told me. So I think she feels kind of bad about, you know, I was her Chris.
She's still in love with you she's still in love with you deep in her heart, and now you have to make a decision. Are you thinking about going back and giving it another shot? Because then you're going to crush this other guy, but we don't care about other guys.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing Perk saying, I'm leaving it, but I'm going to miss that cat.
Yeah.
In a matter of speaking.
And that could go two ways.
I know what part of that cat you miss. Yeah, I know. You're a bad man, Perk, but we love you, brother. Thank you.
All right, I'm out.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are idiots. The most immature group of human beings of all time, man. It's unbelievable. We got to go to break, man. It's so late. We'll be right back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.